Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 480. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Now, if you haven't already, let me invite you to subscribe today on your favorite podcast app, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or the many podcast players that are out there. You'll find this podcast. The goal here is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that these short episodes are encouraging you on your faith journey. If you're a new listener here, let me invite you to learn more by visiting my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about believing the prodigal will come home. The young man sat in my office with tears streaming down his face. He recounted his story of how he returned to Christ. "I grew up in church," he said, "but after my parents' divorce when I was a teenager, I turned away from God. I ran after the thrills I thought this world could offer me. I thought I was missing out on the fun everyone else was experiencing." He went on to say, "I chased woman after woman, and I wasn't faithful to any of them. My life centered around finding the next party. But through it all, God never left me. I never forgot Him. I couldn't. Even at my worst, I could still remember Him." Then one day, his girlfriend left him. It was that day, empty and alone, that he realized he couldn't live this way any longer. It was that day the prodigal came home and found the grace of God that restored his life. You know, in Luke chapter 15, we find Jesus' famous parable we call the prodigal son. It's the story of a son who left the love of his family to follow the lure of this world. Jesus tells us the young man wasted his inheritance on wild living, and after spending it all, he found himself destitute and working the only job he could find, feeding pigs. But it was in that lonely, empty place, Jesus says, he came to himself, meaning he had a moment of awakening. He could go home. He didn't expect to be restored to the family, but perhaps his father would give him a job. To his great surprise, the father had been waiting for him to return. The son was forgiven and restored to his relationship with his father. There are many today who are like the prodigal son. Like the young man who sat in my office, they thought they were missing out. They left the safety of family, church, and a relationship with God in search of the greater experience they thought they would find. Praise God, many eventually come to themselves and discover everything they needed they already had in Christ. There is a longing in the human heart for Christ. At first, it is often unrecognizable. We don't perceive what we feel as a longing and desire for relationship with God, but we know it's there, and we might describe this feeling as an emptiness, a loneliness, a search, a journey, or even an ambition. But there is an unmet need inside of us that only God can fill. We later learn that this deep yearning is the Holy Spirit that is drawing us to Christ. Jesus said in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." And in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, the Bible says, "The Lord appeared to him from afar. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving devotion." Many of you listening today have people in your life who have run away from faith in Jesus. They have left the faith in search of something else. I am praying today for the prodigals to return. I am believing with you for your loved ones to come home to a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. My encouragement to you is keep believing. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Like the young man who sat in my office, they can never get away from the presence of God. No matter where they are, who they are with, or what they are doing, the Word of God planted in them is there to stay. Let's pray that God will bring them to themselves. Let's ask that, like the prodigal son, they will come to the end of their road, and in a place of emptiness and desperation, they will return to the loving arms of the Heavenly Father. God is faithful, and as 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "God is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." And here's today's challenge. Let's agree together in prayer for your loved ones. I would be honored to pray with you. Send me an email at Lauren, that's L-O-R-E-N, at 5minutediscipleship.com. That's the number 5, Lauren at 5minutediscipleship.com. And I promise to believe God with you for the prodigal to come home. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this episode encouraged you, let me invite you to help us get the word out by sharing it on social media or texting a friend and inviting them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.